Hello and welcome to episode 40 of the Pink and Blue Xbox podcast.
All right.
Episode 40, wow.
Yeah.
We've nearly had as many podcasts as you have birthdays.
Sad but true.
Almost.
Almost. Thanks for telling them my age, nearly.
You're welcome. Almost. he's a bit past 40, but now you know.
Just a smidgen. Hello, everybody. My name is Aaron, gamertag PG Monkey.
And I'm Katie, Fluffy Dragon 86.
And we're back.
We're back. We've been away a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few months.
Seven. Or was it six? I miscounted earlier.
Yeah, you missed October.
I missed October.
We didn't have Halloween this year.
We had a good excuse. We got married and prepared for that and stuff.
Yeah, it was a big ceremony and a lot to plan and, yeah, it took a lot of our time up.
Podcasting had to take a back seat.
Yeah.
Anyway, marriage. As a gamer score in the game of life, it's got to be worth something.
About 40G.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's got to be worth more than that.
50.
We've been together for 12 years.
12 years? Yeah. I know. Shocking. How have we lasted so long when we've argued about so many games?
I know. Tell me about it. You've had to change your gamer tag now, of course.
Mrs. PG Monkey?
Yep.
No.
Oh, why not? That's like the ultimate gaming honour, isn't it?
Is it? Is that the only reason you married me? You wanted a Mrs. Monkey.
Right, what we're going to talk about this time round, we have a new Xbox One update to talk about. Hey, it also features some backward compatibility, and we'll go through some of the games there. We talk Christmas as well, what's coming up, what's going to be hot this Christmas. Some games we've played also, and later on we'll be talking about 2015, the year of the beta. Or is it beta? What do you prefer?
Don't beat her, it might hurt.
Don't beat her?
Don't beat her, it might hurt.
Yeah. Now we're married and all.
Get your wife beta vest out.
I say beta. I don't know why.
I don't actually know what the right word is now that you've said both.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So let's start with the Xbox One update. It's right in front of us. It's on our screen because we can't do anything by memory.
We're old.
So what do you think? Speedy is of the essence, is what they say for this one. Is it speedier?
Is that what they actually say? Speedy?
Well, yeah, it's a big design plus for Microsoft. They say it's a lot speedier.
I think it's easier to navigate.
Mm.
But I don't
Which
think
makes
it's
it speedier.
Speedy. I don't think it's speedy. It's just easier for my brain to manage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
you've got that little taskbar on the left.
Yeah.
So it opens up all your social tabs. So your friends and your messages and networking, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, so that's a lot easier to navigate now. Now I can actually read messages rather than just ignore them because I can't bother to go find out where you open them.
So you're actually going to buy that Apple Watch now? All those FIFA
That's
points.
The only messages I get is Apple Watch spams.
Yeah, how ironic on a Microsoft machine.
Microsoft machine I get spam from Apple. Thanks.
Damn you, Steve Jobs. Messaging people from the grave. I kind of like it. I mean, I like the home screen. It is a good place to start.
It's nice and tidy, I think.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of all in one place. It's a lot easier to see. It's more pleasing on the eye. It's a bit boxy. A little bit boxy.
But I do think it's quite ugly.
But I think it's less cluttered than the last one, so it's a little bit more pleasing on the eye.
Okay. And then if we swipe to the right, we have community. My community isn't up to much, but then I don't really have an awful lot of community.
You have to have friends to have a community.
Yeah, that's true. I wish they were a little bit more active.
Oh, your friends?
Yeah.
All two of them.
It's me and my mum.
I'm not on right now because I'm talking on the podcast. Just me and my mum.
Katie is talking on the podcast. I think it's quite good. If you have an active and social friends list, I think it's interesting.
Which I do, and I quite often, if I'm bored, just go into the community and have a look what everyone's playing.
Yeah. See clips.
See clips of what people have done, and sometimes people will post random messages on there, just randomly.
Has anyone hearted your achievements as yet?
Yeah.
Have they?
Quite a few hearts, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never get that. Aww. Show me some love, people.
Oh, I'll send you a heart. Yeah, I get quite a lot of hearts on my clips and on my achievements.
Yeah, clips I do. Achievements, not so much.
Yeah, I do.
Then we swipe over to the right again, and we've got one guide. Now, I don't really know what this is all about. I rarely step into this screen. Why don't you do the describing?
I'll do the describing. It's basically a place where you can watch videos. It's got Netflix and YouTube and Blinkbox and Amazon and all them kind of video apps.
All the stuff we don't use.
We use Netflix. Well, I use Netflix and YouTube.
Hmm.
And basically, it's just a place to keep all them things in one neat package. So as you're liking and favouriting things, it will get to know what you watch and then it will recommend stuff. But it works better if you subscribe to these video apps.
Yeah.
Which we don't really. So.
No, because at the moment it's basically throwing a lot of stuff at me hoping something will stick. like, I don't know, wrestling and minions and what the hell.
It's a bit random.
Yeah, wrestling minions. I kind of like the idea of that. Yeah. And then another swipe to the right. Extends the store and it brings out games and apps and movies and TV and music. I'm only really interested in the games, and they've tucked away the demos a bit further down into the depths of the Xbox One, which there's not very many.
They're so ashamed.
They're so ashamed. There's not very many of them.
Yeah, they never update it.
Well, it's been a while. But yeah, you can find out all your game information, go to your gaming hubs and all that lot from there. Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
I quite like it. It's definitely a step up from what we had before, but it could do with a few tweaks.
Yeah, I still press up to sign in.
Yeah, definitely, every time.
Whereas you just got to go to the left now, don't you? So
yeah.
The main thing for me about the new update was the backward compatibility. The 104 games that they've brought from the Xbox 360 down to the Xbox One. Or should it be up to the Xbox One?
Up.
Up. Upwards. Let's go upwards.
Going up in the world.
Yeah, of course we are. We're not going down to the basement, are we? You weren't overly impressed, were you?
Definitely not.
No.
We had 12 of those 104 games, which is a decent amount. But of those 12, there's only actually two that I would play. Just Cause 2, great game.
Mm.
And Super Meat Boy, if I'm in the mood for it. Because it's quite frustrating, that game. It's amazing, but it's really frustrating. So I have to be in a good mood to play that.
We're also meant to have Fable 2.
But I've played it so many times.
Yeah, but I like it.
I do like it. It's a great game. Love all the Fables. But I've played it too many times.
I definitely think it's the best one. And Chicken Chaser.
I like Fable 3.
Yeah,
less.
But it's not appearing on the ready-to-install list. I don't know why. I know I have it. I've bought it. It's on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I definitely had it. I've played it.
It says on the 360, ready to transfer or whatever, or ready to install. And it's not on the ready-to-install list on the Xbox One.
Well, I'll be darned.
They owe us Fable 2.
Yeah. Come on, Xbox, where's our Fable?
Yeah.
I might decide I want to play it again.
But, I mean, overall, there's a smattering of decent games on the 104 list, I think. There's Borderlands, there's Castle Crashers, Just Cause 2, you mentioned, NBA Jam, a rare sports title in the 104 list, South Park, Stick of Truth, that's on there as well. As you mentioned as well, Super Meat Boy. There's a fair few games in there that I think are top dollar.
Yeah, there's some decent games.
There's a lot of average games.
Yeah, a lot.
And ideally, I would like to see them release, now they've got the 104, let's do this every month. You know, let's bring out another 100 every month. Keep it going.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for them, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they will. I mean, I'll be surprised if they do.
They've left the door open to developers and publishers about this question. Do you want to bring your Xbox 360 games to the Xbox One, to the new platform, so people can play? And they've said, we'll help you out all we can. And I kind of think that developers and publishers will just think, meh, you know what, we're concentrating on our new games rather than our older ones. Although I think for the main titles, they'll probably think about it. And go, nah.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got, you know, one or two games previously and they're working on a new one, I can understand why they might be hesitant to bring the old games across, because they want people to go out and buy the new game for the new console. For things, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but for things that have just made one game, one good game, I can't see why they wouldn't.
No, that's an obvious thing. I mean, if you've just got a relatively small amount of titles, chances are you want people to still play that game. So there you go. So that's the backward compatibility.
Compatibility. You can't say that word, can you?
No. I struggled with that on the last take that we messed up. Welcome back.
We recorded this podcast once already today. Yes.
Oh, dear. Right, shall we talk about Christmas?
Christmas?
Holidays are coming.
That's because you missed out October. It's come round quickly.
Yeah, I'm a month early, you see. So what's going to be the most anticipated games? We've run down a list of what we expect to be the biggest selling coming up to Christmas, because we know there's going to be lots of Xbox One and PS4 consoles heading your way, because you've been a good boy and girl this year, haven't you? So in no particular order, we've picked out Blops 3. That's going to be... That's Black Ops 3, obviously.
It's your typing.
Yeah.
Blops.
Blops. Shorthand typing. So yeah, Blops 3 is going to be a huge one, no doubt. Remember, though, it's 18 rated.
Yeah, so, like anybody listens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an 18, and it's quite gory.
It is, but actually, having said that, it's the first... I don't know if it's the first Call of Duty... or the first Black Ops to be an 18 rating.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Weren't the previous like 15s or something?
15, 16, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, and there was a lot of kids on them.
Yeah,
like,
there still are a lot of kids
well
on
below
this one.
Puberty,
yeah.
Let alone 15, 16.
Right.
But yeah, it's quite gory this time around and very sweary.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in depth later. Forza 6 is another one that people are bound to be interested in also. That's a 3+ rating. You're perfectly safe with that. But how many 3-year-olds are going to be playing?
Abby will play.
Forza 6. It's a strange one.
It's a car!
Just Cause 3. You're interested in this one.
Yes, I definitely want Just Cause 3 in my stocking for Christmas. Thank you, Santa.
Well, that's me told. comes out December 4th in the UK, and I think on the 1st in America. Car. Fallout 4 already out. That's also got an 18 rating. We expect that to be a big seller this time round.
You can't have that because Abby's scared of the boy, the Fallout boy.
Really?
Yeah, it's in game, and every time we go in, she's like really scared of it.
That's our daughter, by the way. 3 years old soon.
Almost three.
Scared of Fallout 4.
Yeah, scared of the boy, the cabin yeah. boy thing, whatever well, yeah. it is. I don't know what it is because I don't play it. She's scared of him.
Interesting.
Random.
Star Wars Battlefront, we expect also to be up there. Certainly people going mad on it at the moment.
And Halo 5 as well, obviously. That'll be in a lot of people's stockings. Well, they're good boys and girls.
Not if they're buying a PlayStation, it won't be.
Well, why would they be buying PlayStations? They're listening to an Xbox podcast.
Well, we are
traitors.
We're multi-platform. Multi-entertainment.
I know. It's a joke.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. I don't know why I've got that on my list.
I don't know why you've got it on your list.
I don't know.
Do you want it for Christmas?
No, I don't. This is not my list. You're joking.
I thought this was your Christmas list.
No,
I thought you were just reading it out, hoping people would buy you these games.
Absolutely not. People, if you are listening, if you do feel charitable, then give your money to charity rather than buy money on me.
And buy me Just Cause 3, thank you.
thank you very much, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, bye, thank you.
Lego Dimensions is going to sell by the bucket load.
Yeah, definitely.
Particularly if little Johnny and Susie are going to get Xbox Ones and PlayStation 4s.
Which I'm sure they will.
Yeah. and it is a 7+ rating, okay, so you're perfectly safe.
If you're over 7.
If you're over 7. FIFA 16 is also going to be a good one as well for sporty types.
Is that 16 rating?
No, it's, all sports games are free. I as know. In free rating.
Free?
Yeah.
You mean three.
Three.
Three. It's got a th, not a f.
Every every time. And lastly, Guitar Hero Live.
I'd like that in my Christmas stocking as well, please. Thank you.
That's not going to fit in a stocking. You've seen the size of the bleeding box.
I've seen the size of my stockings.
Good comeback. just because people like to buy big and bulky things at Christmas. And I think,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Lego Dimensions comes with a Lego starter set.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty cool if you're into that kind of thing. And Guitar Hero obviously comes with the guitar with as well.
No, it doesn't come with the guitar. You have to buy the guitar.
Well, you have to buy the guitar because your
because
old
you
guitar.
Can't play your old guitar unless you buy that little stupid adapter. Little Wi-Fi yeah. thing for £25, which is stupid and ridiculous.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll move on.
But do not forget, parents, or if you're buying for a significant other, if you're getting a console, it is very, very important. To make sure that you open it up and update it, install what you need to install.
Install all the updates.
Yeah.
And get it all up to speed.
Wrap it back up, because there is nothing worse than seeing that delightful glow on the faces of the boys and girls and the men and women receiving these consoles, and then watching their face gently and slowly fade down when they realise they'll have to update it on Christmas morning.
And everybody else on the planet is doing the same
exactly
thing.
Exactly the same thing.
So it's going really slowly.
Yeah, so, and there's always mandatory updates, regardless of what console you get, be that an Xbox One, a 360, a PlayStation 4 or whatever. There's always mandatory starter updates, and it takes ages. So make sure that you open, update, install, rewrap, you're done.
Yeah. And then Mr. PG Monkey will be very happy on Christmas Day.
What am I getting?
I don't know. You would be if I got you a console.
I'm currently trying to install NBA 2K16, which is free, this weekend.
Free for the weekend.
But it's taking nearly half a day to actually download it. I don't like the way they do that.
No, it's ridiculous.
They offer these free games, these AAA titles, these big size games, free for a weekend or whatever, or for a small period. But you spend most of that time, or some of that time at least, valuable game time, I would call it,
yeah,
actually downloading the effing thing in the first place.
It's ridiculous. They should release it previously, like the week running up to it, say, oh, you can install it this week, but we won't unlock it until, you know, the start date.
The start date. Yeah,
yeah, which is fine. I think most people would be happy with that if they could install it during the week while they're on their Xbox anyway.
Yeah. You're talking a 44 gig download.
Yeah, it's a big, big, big download. Mm. And it's took how many hours so far?
So far, 4.5.
4.5 hours, and we're just about halfway.
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Go, internet! Let's talk some more games than games we've actually played, shall we? Rather than games we're waiting to play.
Rather than games we've watched download.
Yeah. well, we've got a new updated screen to watch it on.
I know, yeah, amazing.
Black Ops 3, suckers as we are for the yearly Activision arrivals, we have got
we
Black Ops
suckers.
3. We are, of course we're suckers. Of course we are. And most people are.
Every time.
500 million or something, first 3 day sales.
Really?
Something like
really?
That. Absolutely crazy.
I think most of them were in the game
Naturally.
Store that I went into.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about campaign later. First of all, let's get the hard stuff out of the way, the multiplayer. I was much better at Advanced Warfare than I am currently at Black Ops 3.
Yeah,
And I was much better from the start.
I agree.
I don't know what's kind of went wrong.
It shouldn't be called multiplayer, it should be called multi-camping.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. See,
it's only playing if you actually play. It's called camping if you just sit in a corner waiting for people to spawn.
This is where me and Katie kind of, well, majorly disagree on the strategy behind camping. But I moan like hell about campers, but I appreciate the strategy.
The strategy if you have the right weapon. If you're sat in a corner or on a building or whatever with a sniper, I have no problem with you camping.
Mm.
Use a sniper, that's what a sniper's for. You sit and you wait. That's what a sniper does.
It does
with a machine gun, it doesn't really work, does it?
It does seem to me also that there seems to be an awful lot more campers in game this time round.
Campers, but they seem a lot more obvious. I think.
You really?
I don't know why.
If they're more obvious, why are you not avoiding them?
No, I don't mean obvious as in like
obvious
you see
of
them.
What they're doing.
I mean they're more obviously camping, because I don't know why. It might just be me, but like on the kill cam after you die, it's like they're just
Standing still.
They just stood still, whereas before they would camp in a certain area. So they're camping, but they are still moving a little bit, so it looks like they're moving. But this time around, I've had a lot more kill cams where the person is just stood still, hardly moving at all, and then you run past and they shoot you at the bum.
I don't know, I think that's in your noggin, because you're psychologically looking out for campers.
I'm not looking for campers.
Because you're always...
I'm looking to avoid different campers, because they do my head in. Just run about and do the game.
But like I say, I can appreciate a good camper if you're good at it and you strategize, particularly those that do like run and gun and camp and camping at the same time, or
mix and match.
Mix it up. That's pretty cool.
Don't just spawn and then sit there waiting for the other team to spawn on your side.
There's a huge stigma though, I think, with camping. People, are you a camper? Oh no, I'm not a camper. Like, oh, I'm not a Chelsea fan. Oh yeah. So, you know.
You've heard it from the man himself. It's not a Chelsea
but
fan.
People are ashamed to admit it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, other things about Black Ops multiplayer. Why is it so hard? Where's the combat training gone?
Yeah, there's no combat training. It just jumps you in with, like, higher level players that are way better than you.
Yeah.
And have better guns and better perks, and it's really hard.
It is noticeably difficult. I mean, I don't mind jumping in at the deep end. You've got to learn somewhere, right? You've got to start somewhere. But I just think a combat training mode like they had in the previous Black Ops, did they? I think they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Would have been nice. It would have been a nice little little leveller for you to get used to the game. But no, just chuck you in.
You'll come up swimming, maybe. We've already been playing with people that have prestiged. And, you know, they've got all the weapons, all the perks, everything's unlocked. And we've got nothing.
Yeah, we've got
nothing. We've got nothing.
The basic, just us.
Just got my fists.
Yeah, us, one weapon and a lack of skill. Basically.
No, there's not even any perks that help you out. I mean, we are targeted by every single, what's it called? The rockets that fall from the sky.
Hellfire. Drones.
Yeah, everything that falls from the sky, it hits us because we've got no perks that help us.
Oh, but you got to level up to get your unlocks.
Can't level up because you can't beat the people that have already unlocked everything.
It's a grind. It'll be a grind.
We're currently at level 10 and 11. Yeah, I'm 10.
I'm on 14 now.
You played it without me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's double XP.
But, yeah, I'm currently level 10. You actually were a level 8. No, you were 2 levels below me, I remember, when we started playing together.
Mm.
And you've been playing by yourself to get past me. So I
wasn't my intention.
Yeah.
I just want to play the game.
I was actually beating you on a lot of games.
You do beat me on a lot of games.
I do. But it's really hard.
It is really hard.
It's really frustrating.
My problem, my age-old problem with Call of Duty is that I'm not a particularly good FPS person anyway. And plus, in a game where they've increased the mobility of your characters, I struggle with that. I haven't really picked that up that well.
In Advanced Warfare, I found you noticed that a lot more, like the fact you could double jump and, you know, jump over things and, you know, people would be always up in the sky.
Mm.
You'd have to have, you know...
Raining people.
Extra eyes to see everything that was going on around you. Whereas in Black Ops 3, I haven't noticed it as much. I mean, you notice that there's people underwater and stuff like that. But the fact you can run on walls and double jump, you don't see a lot of that. Because people are stood still camping. But no, I mean, when you all first spawn at the start, everyone does a double jump over the first building or wall or whatever's in front of you.
Mm.
And you notice it at the start. But the opposition are either running around, you know, in one area, or they're camping. You don't notice a lot of extra mobility, I have to say. Not as much as in Advanced Warfare.
Okay. Let's talk maps.
Maps.
Impressed or not?
I quite like the maps.
I like Nuketown being back.
I love Nuketown. All modernised as well. It's lovely. I'd live there.
Can't camp for shit on that one.
No, no camping. Not even when there's four of you playing gun games.
Which is very enjoyable, I highly
Which
recommend
Which was
it.
Really fun, yeah.
Overall, I don't know. They're well designed, I'll give them that.
Yeah, I like them. I think they're quite sleek. They're not very samey, which I always find annoying in previous games. A lot of the maps would be samey.
I thought Ghosts had an incredibly bad problem with that.
Yeah,
their map design was very similar.
Yeah.
All throughout, and colours as well.
But I think, in my opinion, Black Ops 3, the maps are all quite different. They're, I don't know, just different atmospheres in them and stuff. There's lots of big ones, there's quite a few small ones. They're not samey.
No, I agree. Then nice. I mean, I haven't particularly found a favourite.
No, I haven't yet. I have quite found like the train one, the Metro.
The train one. Oh, yeah, I don't get to play that an awful lot.
I quite like that one.
I got a decent double kill end final kill cam thing.
Final kill cam thing.
Going on with that one time. yeah, I saved that. Xbox, record that.
Don't say that, the Xbox is on.
Oh, shit. Just recording a blank screen. What was I going to say next? Campaign. The campaign.
Campaign, which we played a little bit of, didn't we?
And we've played together, which is good.
We started it on a multiplayer.
Yeah.
We haven't actually played it by ourselves yet, have we?
No.
I haven't played it by myself yet. No. So we played it as three people. There's three people in our party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I quite like it. It's really quite hard, though, to know what's going on.
Yeah, I think mainly because...
We were pissing around.
We were winding the other person up in the party, pretending, because we was on a split screen.
So we could see each other.
Yeah, and they was on another screen. So they was giving commentary to their own game, and we were giving commentary to a completely different game altogether. we won't spoil it or anything, what goes on. But we were just describing scenes that weren't actually happening, and the other person in the party was going, "That's not happening on my screen."
Really? Why are you doing that? We're not doing that. I'm not doing that.
there's an awful lot going on.
And we did a lot of teabagging behind her.
We were bad.
We were naughty.
we're no good on
that. But, I mean, like, what I meant was, like, when you're actually shoved into it and you go out there shooting people, it's hard to see the enemies. It's quite dark.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot going on the screen.
There is, but I think that's on purpose because it kind of, the first two or three levels, it kind of forces you to learn
about the stuff
that's coming up.
Found it quite dark and quite hard to see the enemies, and there was a lot going on, like a lot of shooting going on.
Mm.
And it wasn't concentrated enough for me to be able to pick a source from where it's coming from, if you see what I mean.
I don't particularly like the story.
I haven't really listened to it, to be honest.
Well, if you can hear it and follow it, I think it's quite incoherent anyway.
Just a lot of babble and not really anything to draw you in.
If I sat around thinking about it, I could probably pick dozens of holes in it, but it's just not particularly interesting enough to follow it, for example. So, I mean, you're more interested in the shooty-shooty stuff rather than the listening.
Which is true of most of these games. You just want to get into
the
shooting.
You don't really play the campaign anyway.
But you usually have half an ear listening to the story, whereas this just hasn't drawn us in at all to listen to it, so...
Well, we had Kevin Spacey last year.
Yeah, exactly.
This year.
There's nothing.
We've got robots.
Amazing.
Let's, can I give some love out to Rogue Legacy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to.
It's great.
It's more love than you give me.
Aww.
We're married now, we're not supposed to love each other.
I've got a birdhouse in my soul for Rogue Legacy. It's a really, really good game. It's been out on Steam for a couple of years, then went to PS4. And arrived on the Xbox One, I think, in May sometime. You'll be able to find it on the store. I do like the game. You basically, it's a dungeon crawler. You start off with your guy. He's got defects that affect the game as you go along. You could be colour blind and the screen will go black and white. You could have vertigo and it'll flip upside down. You could be a giant, you could be a dwarf, you could be, you know, all kinds of different things. I think about 30 different defects. It's such a well-made game.
Everything really is a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, unique. Every single thing, every single game is unique and brand new. And it's such a great idea. And
so random.
Yeah, I mean,
but fun.
It's fun. It is really a lot of fun. It's done in a very old style 8-bit kind of arcadey kind of way. It's a really nice game. If you do get the chance, go seek it out.
Yes.
Right, GTA 5, my love.
GTA 5, my love. What about it?
Well, you've completed it.
I finished it.
You have?
Yeah.
That means you've completed it on the 360 and the Xbox One. Is that right? You didn't finish it on the 360?
I didn't finish it on
Did I finish it on the 360?
I finished it on the 360. Okay. I started it on the 360. Then I knew we were getting it on the One. So I didn't bother finishing it on the 360. And I just haven't had time to play it on the One. And then recently I got some extra time to play games. So I sat and played it.
So it's marriage.
All this free time. Don't have to look after the house anymore because you already married me. That's a lie. I think I spend more time looking after things now.
Yeah, I've got more slovenly.
Yes. So I finished it. Quite proud of myself. That's the second GTA I've finished.
All right. So, I mean, now you have eventually finished it. What do you think?
Well, no, I mean, 5 years past everybody else.
You're about a year behind everybody else. So, what do you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have played it to the end.
How did you do on the heist?
Which one?
Did you make yourself a mint on all of them? How did you do on the heist missions?
I don't know how much I ended up with. Yeah. No idea. But, yeah, I did well, I think. I didn't lose out.
Mm.
I think I lost two men.
Right.
In separate heists.
Oh, okay.
One fell off a bike in one of them.
That would have been the first jewellery.
Yeah.
Jewellery race.
Yeah, and they said you didn't need a very good driver, and he ended up being a shit driver, so he fell off his bike.
Yeah, I think I fell into that one
as well. And then in the one where you have to blow up the building, I lost a guy. Yeah. He burned to death or something. Exploded. So I lost two guys, but I don't think I come off that badly.
No.
I think he ends up paying a bit more money out to cover his death or something. But, I don't think that's too bad. I couldn't tell you how much money I've come away with. I have no idea.
I want it written down, accounted for, down to the
every
very dollar.
Last dime. Yes, that's what
sadly,
husbands
some
do.
People do that. So, what now for GTA 5? I mean, what else is there to do? Now, you've done the story,
England.
Obviously. What?
England. They should do GTA.
No. As in, what now for you in GTA 5? What are you going to do? Is there any more that you can do?
I don't know. I mean, I can go back to it technically because there's other stuff I haven't done yet. I haven't done any of the airplane missions.
Because you're frightened, you'll
die. I can't do it. I did, right. So I got this mission to fly one of these crop duster planes. Every time it touched the ground, it exploded.
Planes do that?
Yeah, but
did you have your wheels down?
Yeah.
Was you landing on the runway?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think I was going too fast every time.
Yeah, it would have
been. But every time it touched the ground, even a smidge, it exploded.
That it reminds me of that Xbox clip that you did. To do with planes, just your luck in with vehicles on GTA 5. When you're just having a random. Was you chasing someone? Was you on a mission?
Yeah, so I was in a mission.
Yeah.
You probably remember it if you've played. You're in on police bikes, police motorcycles, and you're chasing some guys down who are driving too fast. I won't give away why, just in case you haven't done the story yet.
Oh, everybody has.
But I'm pretty sure everyone has. But you're chasing these guys anyway in their sports cars. I'm in on my bike as Michael, and Trevor's on his bike in front of me, and we're chasing along down the motorway. These two guys are splitting off into different directions, whatever. Yeah. Trevor speeds off. I go to chase after him, you know, driving quite well because I don't do well on motorbikes.
No.
And literally, out of nowhere, a fucking deer crosses the road. And I just smack into it and go flying for miles off my bike. And as I'm running back to my bike, Trevor's shouting, "Where are you? I can't find you. Are you still with me?" And as I put one leg over the bike, it says, "Mission failed." because I didn't get back to the bike quick enough.
See, it's true to life. We live in a country, we know that this kind of thing happens.
Oh yeah, all the time, I'm always crashing into deers. It was so random, I had to record it. I just literally sat there and went, what the heck just happened?
That is definitely something.
I had to record it just to watch it back and see what actually happened.
It's really, really good.
But yeah, it was a good clip. Go watch it if you're on my friends list.
Shall I talk some Rory McIlroy?
Yeah, mackerelfish.
I eventually gave in. Everybody knows I'm a huge EA Sports Tiger Woods fan. They got rid of Tiger. The last game on the 360 was pretty broken and abysmal. And
it was really broken.
Yeah, EA Sports then took a break and come back with Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour.
You ummed and ahed about getting for a long time.
I did, because I knew it wasn't going to be full of features, shall we say. A little bit like, it's what they do in our new consoles, new builds, EA Sports, with
you
this particular
easy,
franchise. Yeah.
If they don't want to go full pelt in case they get it wrong.
Well, they will, because they just...
Because it's EA, and they get it wrong.
the more they build on it, they didn't want to go through with, like as you say, like a full tilt build with bags of features, because something would have messed up.
And it would look bad on them. Whereas the next game, that's probably going to be broken.
Yeah.
But never mind.
No, I mean, the next game will be a lot stronger, or they'll have more features, and they'll keep building, and eventually it'll get broken the same way as it did on the 360. Let's hope not. It's a little light on content. It's still pretty good. It does what it says on the tin.
You enjoyed it.
I do enjoy it. I think it's a little too easy. The difficulty isn't all that great, although I am used to playing at the highest level, don't you know?
Yeah. But that's one of the reasons as well why you didn't want to buy it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not bad, but people are going absolutely nuts to do Laddie because of lack of content. They have promised more, but they promised more like it's something huge. Like, I think there was a press release or something from EA Sports about a month ago saying, oh, we're going to add 5 new courses and 5 new golfers or something by March 2016. why not put
well
them
done.
In now?
That'd Thumbs be good. Up, lads.
You know, that might stop people screaming at you on your Facebook page.
Do they really do that?
Yeah. Every single post that EA Sports do on their Facebook page about Rory McIlroy's PGA Tour gets absolutely trolled with spam and people saying this is a shit game, well, we sold it months ago, and build a better game, worst golf game ever, and all that stuff. I mean, they would probably get that anyway, regardless of the quality of the game, but...
Yeah, they're always going to get haters, aren't they? Yeah. So
haters going to hate, golfers going to golf.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Right, that's games over and done with. Let's talk about betas. Betas? Whatever.
Let's call them alphas.
Yeah.
We know how to pronounce that.
So, this year, 2015, there has been only 11 demos that has hit the Xbox One store. Shockingly low.
Absolute dismal.
This was after, I think in like 2013, when the Xbox One first came out, that Microsoft said, oh, there will be more demos.
11? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, well, you've really spoiled their Xbox.
Not a bleeding lot. But one thing that has come out of the fact that there's been barely any demos has been quite a lot of betas. Some good, some bad, mostly limited time. In fact, all of them have been limited time only.
Which we mentioned earlier is annoying because you spend most of that time downloading it.
So has now the beta replaced the demo? And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because demos for me, you could just go back to them at any time you want. You could ready to install them, uninstall them, ready to install them, whatever you want. That doesn't have a time limit. Admittedly, it's not the whole game.
But you get a good feel for what's going on.
Yeah.
And like you say, you can go back to it. So you can play a little bit today and then maybe play a bit tomorrow, go back to it in a week, decide whether you're going to buy it or not. And you might, you know, go back and forward.
Yeah.
And although it says, it, but...
although it says demo version features may not be in full version, you know pretty much that's 99% complete. Now, the whole thing about beta is that you've already got in your head that this is not a finished game. That I'm looking for bugs, that I'm looking for glitches, you know. You don't get that. You rarely get that in demos. Yeah. So in betas, you're on the back foot straight away thinking to yourself, well, it isn't a complete game.
It's not finished yet. Yeah.
So I can forgive this if it's really poor. But betas are mainly focused on multiplayer aspects.
Yeah.
Whereas demos really aren't. Perhaps that's the reason why it's more betas, I don't know. I mean, most of the betas that have come out this year, in fact, probably all of them, are mainly focused on the multiplayer element. You know, Battlefield Hardline, you had Blops, of course, you had Evolve, Rainbow Six, Fable Legends, I don't think that's actually hit the stores yet, Star Wars Battlefront, Elder Scrolls Online, The Division's coming soon, all with a multiplayer focus. Which people want. They want to test it out in multiplayer, when demos don't necessarily focus that much attention onto multiplayer action. So I guess, in a way, it's better. Now we have the Xbox Ones, you know, and the PlayStations are quite capable of having these aspects in their betas. So
kind of makes sense that you would want to test out those multiplayer aspects of a game, because usually they're a big part of the game.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
The main focus of some games. So, it's good that you can now test out the multiplayer part of it. But it needs to be open for longer, or you should be able to download it before the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of this, the amount of time it takes to download.
And yeah, I mean,
like we keep saying, it's a big, big download, and some people don't have internet as fast as ours, and ours isn't that great. So this is going to take longer to download. Mm. It's not really fair. But yeah, apart from that, it's a good idea. I like it.
I don't know.
There needs to be more of them.
I'm just an old-fashioned guy. I like my demos. Betas, unless they're heavily advertised, I mean, obviously, I should know, because, you know, when we do podcasts, I usually read gaming news.
We should do our research.
We should do more research. We do this, you know, sometimes. So if it's not heavily advertised on Xbox One, you know, you might miss a beta. You know.
Like we did with Black Ops 3.
With Black Ops 3, we'd miss the beta, yeah.
So Black Ops 3 beta came out, and we didn't know till the last day.
The last day, yeah.
We just hadn't been on the Xbox that much, had we? And,
no.
You know, we'd been busy doing other things, so someone mentioned it to us in passing, and we were like, oh, really?
Is that a thing?
So we quickly went and tried to download it, both at the same time on two different Xboxes. Aaron managed to download it just before the end.
I got 15 minutes in.
Of the beta. Mine was still halfway into downloading, and by the time mine had finished, the beta had ended. So Aaron got to play 15 minutes of the beta, which gave him a feel for the game.
Not really.
Not. You did say it was quite hard.
Well,
from your 15 minutes playtime, you said it was quite hard. So you were right.
That's how reviews are done in real life.
there needs to be more advertisements on these beta things for people that are not in the know or not constantly looking for game news.
What do you want them to do? Shower the sky with leaflets? I mean,
just put a little advert. Look, there's adverts on the right-hand side of the Xbox screen there.
Yeah.
None of them mention betas or demos.
They do, actually. Well, to be honest with you, some of them do.
It didn't have the Black Ops 3 one, though.
No.
It didn't.
I'm not sure. I can't remember
now. No, it didn't.
I don't know.
Mine didn't.
I'm not sure about that. Yours didn't even get an update for 24 hours. I don't know what's going on.
Mine probably would have advertised it 24 hours after the beta was finished. Oh, by the way, we had a Black Ops 3 weekend. Did you not know?
That was good. You should have been there.
Amazing. Oh, dear. Everyone else is now 10 levels better than you.
Oh, I don't know. Demos you can pick up any time.
Yeah.
Go in there, get your demo. There's still demos in the Xbox store from 2013 if you've missed them, if you want to go play.
You want to go play?
Yeah, it's up to you.
In case you can find it in-game.
Whereas
for
you
a
can't,
pound.
You can't get a beta from 2013. It's just impossible.
No.
So.
I like both. I mean, I do like a good old-fashioned demo of a game. So you can test it out just before you buy it or whatever, or you can test it out for a few days before you buy it. But I do like this multiplayer beta action kind of thing going on, because, like you say, you get a good feel for the game if you download it in time. and a good feel for the multiplayer aspect of the game, which, you know, it's fun and gives you a good idea of whether you're going to buy it or not.
Mm.
Which, for Black Ops 3, we were going to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
But... for other games, we might go, oh, that's quite fun, actually. I wasn't going to buy that, but I might get that now.
Or it's quite bad.
Or it's quite bad, and maybe we won't waste our money.
I played the Evolve beta, and I didn't think much of it.
Which one is Evolve?
It's the monster thing, where you're four versus one. Four of yours are the other.
Yeah,
other
I remember
guys.
You said
I thought it was pretty poor.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't do that badly in terms of sales. They were quite pleased with it. You hit and miss, isn't it? Same as demos, I guess. Well anyway, that's our opinion. If you have one, then by all means let us know. You can reach us at Twitter. We are at pinkandblue360, yes.
Do you still check that?
I do.
Do you?
On occasion.
Okay. We'll be more on the ball with
don't,
that.
Don't promise them anything.
No, social media we can handle. We're quite, you know, down with the kids on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. These podcasts take ages.
Yeah, or you can email us still, although I can't actually remember. I'll put it in the show notes. It's been that long, I've forgotten what our email address is.
Pink and blue. Xbox 360.
No, it's just pinkandblue360@hotmail.co.uk.
If it's wrong, check the footnotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you with some music now. Probably from Out of His Music, because he's recently become famous.
Yeah, it was on the radio and everything.
Do you know, can you remember which one it was? Was it the Strumming Room Project?
The Strummer Room Project. Or
Puritan? Puritan FM?
Puritan FM.
Puritan Radio. Something Based in Banbury.
Yeah. Locally. Yeah. It was good, wasn't it?
He was. Now he's now famous, so you want royalties for this, so, you know.
So enjoy it, because we're probably paid to play this song. So make sure you listen to it. No, he's a good artist. And we don't mind playing his music for everyone to hear.
Yeah, people, older listeners that have heard us from episode ones onward will know that we play these kind of tunes quite regularly. So, well done, Out of His Music, and here's some of your stuff. Thank you ever so much for listening. I don't know when we'll be back, but we will be hopefully pretty soon. Maybe for Christmas, don't know.
Yeah, we should do a Christmas special or a New Year special. So look out for us around Christmas, New Year time.
Aye.
We'll be coming in your ears.
Indeed. So we'll see you next time. Happy gaming, everybody! And if you don't hear from us by the time it's Christmas, happy Christmas and New Year and Easter and everything else.
Easter. We'll be back at Easter.
See you later then. Till next time. Bye bye.
Oh, I love you, bye.